Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much, Jeanette, for reading God's Word this morning. As you remember, that last Sunday was the first talk about our new series, Growing in Christ, and Henry was preaching last week, and I thank God that I have a chance to preach this week, and I'm excited about it. From the text this morning, I will mainly focus on verses 7 to 9. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. The passage is quite convicted for me this week, and it's hard for it took a lot of time for me to look at myself first. Where am I in this passage? If we look at the beginning of verse 5, we can see a command there. A command for us to do something, or a command for us to put those words into actions. I would like us to look at verse 3 and 4 again, because that will help us to understand the reason of the command in the beginning of verse 5. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this, He has given us His very great promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape from the corruption of the world in the world caused by evil desires. We can see here on this scripture, it's a description of what God has done for us. It tells us that God has already done something for you and for me. He has done His part, therefore we have to do our part. Do you see the connection there? The connection there is God has done something for you. And for that reason, the connection is from verse 5. Make every effort. And Peter say, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, and so on. These are the 8 characters that Jesus had. And Peter says, make every effort to have those characters, to grow in those characters as well in your life. I think the goal of verse 5 to 7 is for every Christian in this room to work hard in their relationship with Christ. Don't be satisfied in where you are, but be diligent for more of God's promises for spiritual growth. I think that's the point here, that we need to work hard. There's no need for us to relax being a Christian and then we relax. No, there's more work for us to do. There are 8 important characters on the list. And the first one is faith. There you go, faith. It begins with faith and ends with love. These are some of the fruits of the Spirit. I don't think Peter is just saying, all right guys, here are the characters. Do something about it. If you have time to do it, do it. But it's a command there, it's for us to do it. Make every effort to add these things to your faith. Faith, your relationship with God through Jesus Christ begins with faith. That's the foundation of your spiritual growth. And it needs to be firm, and it needs to be well concreted in your heart. Peter is saying, add to your faith goodness. It requires a little bit of work there. But don't, as you are standing in your faith, don't be easily content, satisfied there, but press on and add goodness, the characters of Christ, the goodness of Christ, imitating Christ's goodness to others. And as you are doing that, press on, make every effort to acknowledge, knowing God's will. Knowing His Word, we must know His Word to inform our conscience and guide all our thinking and behavior. And then press on to add knowledge, and press on to add to knowledge self-control. You are building yourself up. You can see that from faith is the foundation, and then you add goodness of Christ. So you are going up. That's how we need, suppose, in our Christian life, we need to step up, need to add more work. Step up. Self-control. Peter says, add to knowledge self-control. Self-control on your emotions and your feelings every day. When it comes to you and say, you don't know what to do. Peter says, add self-control there, because you need knowledge and you need self-control to go together. And then continue. Don't stop there, but grow in perseverance, standing firm and keep on trusting God during tough times. Perseverance means keep going until the very end. I don't know if you, any one of us here is going through whatever challenges in life. Add perseverance in your life, in your faith. Trusting God and keep going. Don't stop there. Perseverance. The next thing we need to add to our faith is godliness or devoutness, fear of God in our lives. Live a life to please God every day. And walk away from sinful desires. I was thinking about Joseph, the story of Joseph, when he ran away from the wife of Pharaoh. You see how he desired for God and leave godliness. Leave godly, and he was just not staying there. There was a temptation there. That's a problem about us Christians nowadays. There's a temptation there. Oh, okay, I'll just run away. Do some actions. If you stay there, you'll be struggle. That's godliness, is to run away, walk away from sin. Live in the fear of God. Reflect that in your life to others. And continue on to make every effort to practice brotherly kindness to everyone in the church or everyone who needs help. Spend time with them. Show them the kindness. And as you stand there in that area of building up your brotherly kindness character, don't be satisfied in there. Keep going. Press on. Increase more love of God in you. The love of God for each and every one of us, we should love each other and love Him more. Henry said something very encouraging when I had a meeting with him a couple of days ago. He said, he loves God today, loves Him more tomorrow. The next day, love Him more. And so on. Because that's also the character for us to love our families every day. And our church. So, you can see on this list, you start with faith, and you're going up. you add the other characters, add the other characters, and you are growing, you are increasing your faith, you are increasing your relationship from faith to love. Love is the top of all these characters. Love your enemy. And that is our part to do. God has already done his part. He has given us everything for life. And it's our part to do to build our life on those things that God gave us. But let me warn you, let me tell you something. These characters, the world also have those characters. It's not just us Christians. But the difference is the motivations. They have their faith. They have faith on themselves and whatever they do. They add goodness, but it's all for themselves. But for us, it's for the glory of God in our lives and grow in His knowledge. And also, I want you to remember, it's not going to be easy for you to add these things every day. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes time. It takes time. You need to work harder, spend more time with God. That's why Peter says, make every effort. Because at the time you are doing, we are growing, the same time our fallen nature inside us is against us. It's against our spirit. That's why sometimes you say, oh, I trust God, but I believe in God, but yeah, it happens to us every day. It happens to me a lot. But Peter says, make an effort. Remember verse 3 and 4. God has given us His divine power. So use that power. Think about it. Grow in His word. None of us will be 100% reach this goal. It's impossible. It's impossible for us. But the point is, don't give up. Stay firm in your belief and stay firm your knowledge of Christ. Christian life is not just believing. I just mentioned that a few minutes ago. It's not just believing Christ and then just relax and not putting any effort to build up in the characters of God. When I became a Christian, I thought everything would be better, will go smooth. I would become rich or something like easily rich, easily pass all my exams. But somewhere I feel like this is not right. We need to understand the knowledge of His word, apply His word, and keep working hard, to build on our relationship with Christ. How do we apply God's words in our lives? That's a question I was thinking about this morning. It's not on my sermon. I was just thinking about it down there. How? And how do we apply His word in my life, in your life? We can read. You can tell me you can read the Bible and understand. But then, what's the application? What I always do, you can ask my wife. I'm always struggle with patience. I'm very impatient. What I always do when I feel that anger start to come up, I said to myself, I belong to God. I'm no longer the old man. I mean, I'm not old, yeah. But that's how you apply it. You know, when you feel tempted of something, You remember his word, like Psalms 119, verse 11, I keep your word in my heart, so I might not sin against you. Every time I walk out, outside that door, there's a lot of different things. And I feel tempted. But I apply God's word in my heart. I remember your word, my mind should be focused on the things of heaven and keep moving forward. And walk away. The question is for us. The questions I want to ask you this morning. We read a scripture that adds to your faith different characters of you. The question is, what are you adding to your faith? Are we making every effort to grow and stay strong in our relation with God? Are we making every effort to increase your knowledge of God's characters and His will? Are you making every effort to strengthen your power of self-control? Well, you can answer that question. I already answered my question. I failed all these questions. And if you are here and today and you are feeling dry in your Christian walk, or feeling spiritual stuck somewhere, not sure if you are moving forward or you are growing forward, maybe because of the things in our lives in Hong Kong, PC at work, we fill up our time and our mind with things that too many good things, but no time to add godly things to our lives. That's a problem in Christian life sometimes. We focus on too many good things. It's okay. And we don't have time to see what God really wants us to do. And if you are here and you feel like that, I'm not so sure I want to grow in this area, let me remind you, there is power that God has given us for everything, His divine power. For that reason, make every effort to grow in that. Make every effort to live a life pleasing God. Because if we do well in that, everything around us would be going very well. Your relationship with your family, your wife, or work. But if we add our own knowledge and our own strength to try to build our lives on those things by our own strength, then we are not growing. Because we need the power of God here. We need His divine power. We need His Holy Spirit. We can't do this by our own strength, our own knowledge. We need His divine power. Verse 8. If you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine we are all in a team that are ready for the Olympics in 2020 in Japan. What is the first thing that comes to your mind? Work hard. What's the second thing? Goal. What is our goal? But to achieve the second thing, we need hard work. We need to do more discipline, add fitness, work on our mental toughness. And know that. And there's also a warning, should be a warning in our team. To discipline yourself, make sure you stay with regulations and all the rules. What is our goal in verse 8? Our goal here is to grow and bear fruit. The more you grow in your relationship with God, the more fruits come out from your spiritual life, from your relationship. Good ones. If you don't grow, then there's a problem. I think the most important goal of every athlete to be qualified or get into the final selection national team first. Some reach that goal, some are not. There are different factors might affect them, their preparation, and can keep them out of reaching that goal. But the number one goal for every dedicated and committed athlete, they never give up. It's from their heart. Gold medal, if I reach it, but I will keep on going. Because they love what they are doing. As Christians, I believe our highest goal is to be with God in heaven, with our loved ones and friends. But I think the first goal for us Christians is to love God with all our hearts and grow in our relationship with Him and bear fruits, good fruits, spiritual fruits. The deeper we rooted in His Word, each of the eight characters, these ones, become increases in measure. Your faith will increase, goodness will increase, knowledge will increase, and all the rest of the characters. And we become mature in our faith, and as we climb, going up, as we climb up to the climax, which is love, we are now able to develop deeper faith. You're up here. That's how deep your faith is. That's how strong your root is. You're going up. And even better moral excellence and more knowledge, more self-control, more perseverance, more godliness, and even higher level of Christian love, which can lead to an even better moral excellence. I hope you achieve your goal, and you hope that you can read the scripture and look at which goal in your life that needs to be grown, be in line with God's word. And there's a warning there. Verse 9. But if anyone does not have them, the eight qualities, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. What is the warning here? Peter is saying there might be Christians who are not firmly rooted in the Word. They might think believing in God is enough, and they're not making every effort to apply God's Word in their lives. Or even they might doubt about His Word. And because they are not making every effort to build their lives to the Word, or the fruit of faith, goodness, knowledge, so on, they are nearsighted. They know God on their heads, but not in their hearts. Or there might be other Christians who they are not Christians, but they say they are believers of God. And they have no desire to grow in, and they say they are believers. But they are blind. Peter warns Christians, if anyone of you lack these qualities, then you are nearsighted or blind, spiritual blind. He's not saying you're gonna be like this, you're gonna be if you if you don't have this, then you will be die or something. What he really means is he's reminding us, make sure you have these qualities in your life. Otherwise you will be go with the flow, and only a dead fish go with the flow. If you are here and you feel that you need God's help in your spiritual growth, let me take you back to verse 3 and verse 4. And this reminds you that God has given us His divine power and everything we have in life for godliness. It's a free gift there. His divine power speaks through His word to encourage you. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through this, He has given us His very great promises, so that through them you may participate in a divine nature and escape from the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Remember that. If you feel like you're not growing, how can I grow? Remember that verse. Remember His precious promises. Remember His word to grow in Him. Let me conclude. Let me see. Let's see if we see Jesus in here, in all this passage. Let's think about the salvation we receive freely by faith. Faith. Jesus is there. If you struggle with your faith, remember Jesus is there. How about the goodness? What He did on the cross. Jesus did that for us. And we want to grow in that. He wants us to remember His goodness. Let's remember His love. Highest. If you build up, if you look at this, you can see Jesus is in the center of every character. He died for us so that we may have life. His obedience to His Father, and He persevered. He never gives up. He was patient and showed His kindness to us. Jesus has all these characters. We must remember we should grow in those characters as well. Be strong in your faith and keep making every effort to grow in His grace. Don't give up. Keep going. Never give up. Grow in the knowledge of Him. Let's pray. Father, we give thanks to You. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for reminding us that we should remember to focus on growing in Your characters every day. We are living in a place that busy life and so many things come to our head. Thank You for your reminder to add this to our faith. And we pray for anyone here who struggle in this area. We pray that Your divine power will work in their lives. Help us to grow in the knowledge of Your word, to honor You and fear of You, God, in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.